Hot 1027 Business with Nzinga.
Right, Uber Group have released their home loan statistics for quarter three of 2022. Nikki Mbengasha, who's their Group Chief Operating Officer, joins me. Thanks so much for your time on Hot Business. Just talk to me about what that data and those statistics looked at before you came up with those results.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Singer. Thank you for having me. So I think there's a lot of stats that are giving us some, leaving us probably more optimistic, cautiously, that optimistic than we thought. We're seeing the intake, what we call the intake, which is your applications, the number of applications that we receive daily, that has dropped. But we're very happy to report that at least what we're seeing from the banks, that they're still very much bullish. The interest rates have gone up, but the banks are still very much accepting applications, and the approval rates are still in double digits, high double digits of over 86%. Yeah.
And then you're also seeing that price growth of property is under inflation. So you're saying it's a good time to invest. Why?
Absolutely. So let me quote two things. So for the first-time home buyer, we're still seeing that the prices have gone down a little bit. Your purchase price has gone from just to down just under 1 million, whereas it was over 1.1 million this time last year. But for the second home buyers, it has gone up. Second time, third time home buyers, that has slightly gone up a little bit by 2%. But because of that, the reason we propose that it's still a good time to invest is that the inflation, or at least the increase in price, purchase price, is staying a little bit steady. So that means that that's a good time to buy, because people are probably thinking twice about selling that property. And those who sell understand that it is actually starting to turn into a buyer's market. And therefore, the prices have to be favorable because you do want to get a buyer. So absolutely good time to still invest in the property.
And it seems that people did follow your advice in the third quarter of 2022, because we saw those buy-to-let properties or those investment properties having an uptick. You're saying recording year-on-year growth of almost 30%.
Absolutely. Exactly. I think that was mostly though driven by the low interest rates. I think people had extra cash with them, income. So they wanted to use that to invest it rather than spending it on something that is not mostly futuristic. We do see, 60% of our intake is still for ownership. I'm wrong about that stat. Just over 80%, close to 90%, is still for ownership. We're seeing very little stats of people who are buying to let. But that has increased, as you say, over the last year. And we think that's going to continue. Like I said, it's a buyer's market, and therefore the investors take advantage of that because they know that the purchase prices are going to go down, demand is low, and therefore buyers are going to be much more open to negotiate on price.
I saw that the average purchase price of a home was 1.4 million rand. That's higher than last year in the same period. But that feels a bit high to me. I mean, where are you looking? Where are people buying homes?
Well, it depends. You're quite right. I think from province region to region, it differs. I mean, obviously, the Western Cape, you'll find that the average property price there is probably around 1.7. But on average across South Africa, that has increased. Last year, it was around 1.1. In fact, 2 years back, it was around 1 million. But again, the interest rates have seen people as affordability going up, and therefore being able to buy a higher price bracket. But that has been constant for almost 3 years now, ranging from 1.3 to 1.4. And we think that is the range that it's going to stay at as property prices increase, but not as much as we expect.
What I found interesting was demand for 100% loans, home loans, decreased from 60% in August to around 56%. Why are we seeing that decrease? You know,
So it's a combination of two things. So absolutely, demand has been influenced as well by what the banks require. I think maybe using the term demand to an extent is misleading. The banks are absolutely bullish. Like I said, 86% approval rates, but they do require a little bit of commitment from you to come up with a deposit. We've seen an increase in that. It's still single digits, but we're seeing about 8%. On average deposit requirement. But I do think that, again, people are starting to learn and being more prudent and savvy in terms of how they buy homes. They've realized that interest rates are definitely going to go up. I mean, we all knew that it's coming. So people have always done their calculations. When you go to the sites, the bank sites, whether it's the bank sites, our sites, where you find the calculators which help you determine what the monthly cost of your house is going to be. I think people have seen putting down a deposit that changes that amount drastically, and therefore easier when the interest rates go up in the future.
When we look ahead, what are you expecting in terms of the residential market?
I think in the short term, definitely less of an intake. We are seeing that already. We do think that the first-time home buyer probably going to decrease the number of home buyers that go into the market, although we still believe that's still going to be very much over 50%. I think once we stabilize in interest rates, I think people right now, they're not quite sure where it's going to end, although every bank is predicting close to 11% as being first quarter next year. I think once that stabilizes and people now get used to the new disposable income that they have, then the market will stabilize again and it'll be quite active.
Nikki Bengashe, the COO of the Uber Group, thanks so much for your time and insight on Hot Business, talking about how the Uber Group released their home loan statistic for the third quarter and the trends in the property market. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Nzinga. Thank you so much.
Hot 102.7 Business with Nzinga.